Coming out of the third Carnegie Conference on Strategies to Overcome Poverty and Inequality yesterday, issues pertaining to how the levels of corruption have had a devastating effect on the country's poor were raised. Paul Hoffman of the Institute of Accountability of Southern Africa revealed that since the dawn of democracy, 675 billion rand has been lost to corrupt activities, while advocate Willy Hofmeyr and head of the Assets Forfeiture Unit says about 30 billion rand was wasted on corruption in the state tender process last year. Significant amounts which Hoffman says could have been put to better use in assisting the country's poor and bridging the divide, creating a more equal nation. Meanwhile, Martin Momberg of Stellenbosch University believes that a need for clarity on the values that drive policymaking are essential to deal with the high levels of inequality in South Africa and a key element in bringing back the true meaning of Ubuntu. Then South Africa is more unequal now than it was in 1993. A study by University of Cape Town researchers shows that not only is South Africa the most unequal society in the world, but that inequality has increased within each of South Africa's different population groups. And what does it take to be happy? It seems all it comes down to is how we see ourselves in relation to others. Professor Dari Apostle from the University of KwaZulu-Natal says that while most South Africans believe that they are less happy than they were in 2008, what really matters is how we measure up to others. Mansadi Sepeka, All Africa Global Media.